the difference. That one, the Kohen Gadol, the reason why we're mafreshim 7 days in advance, that's the meaning of Kedusha. He's going to go into the Machne Shechina, and Rashi says, he's going to go in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So before he goes in, we have to be mafreshim. He shouldn't be like in a funny mood. Be separated from any Kalash Rosh. Shechal olav Eima, but you have the loss of an Abriyah. Today he should have a lot of Eima, a year of fear of Hashem, before he goes into the Shechina. That's the year of the Kohen Gadol. The Yachav HaKanim Noigim Boi. Mashenkin, the brothers, is Kanim, the brothers, are allowed to touch him. It's not an Inyan of Tyra, it's an Inyan of Kedusha. The Zeh Mashenkin, the Kohen that's going to burn the Paraduma, Prushasai L'Tyra. The reason why we're Mafashim is, we want him to be stay Torah. And like we said, since we do one Kulu, we're Matamim to make him a Tzful Yoyim, but everything else we want to make sure is 100% Torah. Therefore, v'yein ochev ha-kanim neigim boi. We don't let any other kanim touch him, because we're afraid maybe the other kanim are an avatuma, and they'll be metam with this kohen. Therefore, we don't let anybody touch him. Rashi was there pre-shosel la-tayro, la-hach me-vetayrosim. We make chumis by this kohen that's going to burn the poor aduma. Why? Nif-nei-kal shoysim boi. Because we made one kalis by that kohen. Le-tamay boi bayoyim. Because the dinners we had before, we are metam with that kohen with a tumad rabbonin. And then we put him into the mikvah, and he's only a tful yom now. And we want to teach them that lohitzim liben shal tzedukim, to exclude the din of the tzedukim, that they say tful yom is possible. We want to show them, no, tful yom is kosher for the paraduma. But since we did this one kalus, that we made the kohen tummy that day, therefore we're very mocked for the rest of everything else, that nobody should even touch him. So that's the only difference between the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol and the Prisha of the Kohen that's going to burn the Paraduma. That this Kohen for the Paraduma, nobody can touch him. Now, for the Gemara, the Gemara just says, come on, who does this price go like? Either goes according to Reb Meir or else Reb Yossi. That they both say, both Kohanim have the same halach against the Prisha. It's either both of them Yemazer all 7 days, or else both of them you're only Mazer, Shlishi and Shvi. But can't go call the Chinas Skana Kanim. Why? The Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanim, you have this difference, that the Kohen Gadol were only Mazah, only Shlishi and Shvi. Mashenkin, the Kohen that burns the Paraduma, you're Mazah all 7 days. So why didn't the price say this difference? So Rai, this price can't go according to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanim. Momaskiv lo Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Bishleim Arishon, I understand the first day why Ramazah is according to Reb Meir. You want to tell me now, Hazor Bizman is a mitzvah? So any day that's possible to say today is the third day from the time they touched the mace, there's a mitzvah to make Hazor today. So therefore, Bishleim Arishon, the first day that we separate the Kohen Gadol, Hez Gimel Tishrei, Shema Shlishi, maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. He touched the mace 2 days ago, and today is the third day, that's why today is a mitzvah to make Hazor. Sheni, on the second day of that frosh is also. Shema Shlishi, maybe today is also the third day that he touched the mace. Shlishi, the third day we separate him. Shema Shlishi, maybe right before we separated him, he touched the mace. And therefore the third day is the third day of touching the mace. That's why we make the Azor mitzvah, because maybe today is the mitzvah. And it's a mizmana. I understand why 1, 2, 3, good. Vaita Chamishi, the fifth day, is also very good. Shema Shvi. It's on the side the first day was the third day, so the fifth day is the seventh day. Very good. Shishi, the sixth day we make Hazor, because on the side the second day was the third day, so the sixth day is the seventh day. Shema Shvi. Shvi, the seventh day is also very good. Shema Shvi. Maybe the third day was the third, and the seventh is the seventh day. So we understand why 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, we have to make Hazor. Very good. Ela Revi Lomali. But how come we do it every day of the 7 days, even the fourth day? How come we do it the fourth day? Like in Manashach, the fourth day should not need Hazor. The fourth day is not a suffix the third day, because we separated them already 3 days ago. So we know for sure these last 3 days he didn't touch a mace. So the fourth day for sure is not one of the three, is not the third day. And who did it's not the seventh day either, because the first Mazah, the first day. So the fourth day is not the seventh day yet. If he has to wait to the fifth day to give it a shame the seventh day. Even on the side the first day was the third day, we have to wait 4 days. We have to wait till the fifth day, but not the fourth day. So how come on the fourth day do we make Hazor? That's the kasha. The Rashi says, El Revi, Amai Mazinan Oleh, how come we make Hazor? You can't have any doubt. Maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. So Mishapirish, as soon as we took him away in the base of Migdash, for sure he didn't touch the mace. For Leibishri, Iglesvukai, we can't have a suffix. Maybe the fourth day is the seventh day. If today the fourth day is the seventh day, then we do not make the first Tazor on the right day. The first Tazor has to be on the third day, and we did it on the fourth day. So the Manashach, the fourth day, has no reason to have Hazor. Is Lamali Hazor Klal for the Gemara? And the Revi, Lamali Hazor Klal. You can't have any doubt. Maybe the fourth day is the third day, because it's not that way. We separated them already 4 days. For sure, he didn't touch the mace these last 4 days. So today can't be the third day of touching the mace. And you can't have any doubt. Maybe today is the seventh day. Because if today is the seventh day, then you do not have the first Tazor at the right time. Because the first Tazor was done on the fourth day. That's no good anyway. So a Manashach, there's no reason to make Tazor on the fourth day. But according to your question that you're asking, that you hold, 7 days means every single one of the day, like 7 hazors you have to make, I'll prove to you that's not true. Well, the time hazor kol shiva meika, is it possible to say you have to make the hazor mamish all 7 days? We are kaim alon fi hazor shvus. To make hazor on Shabbos is an issue of the rabbanon. There's a shvus involved. It looks like tikkun mona. Looks like you'd be misakin the person. You're not allowed to make hazor on Shabbos. The yain of derechas of Shabbos. And with the rabbanon, they said you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. There's no heter to make the hazor on Shabbos. It looks like tikkun mona. So here, if you say 7 days you have to do it, for sure one of the seven has to be Shabbos. And the din is on Shabbos, you don't make the hazor. So how could you say every day you have to do it? Shelomai slav dafka every single day. For sure on Shabbos you don't do it. What do you have to say? Shiva, the 7 days, means Levami Shabbos, excluding Shabbos. It's really only 6 days. Shiva, after we say do it all 7 days, it doesn't mean really every single one of the 7 days. No, Levam Revi, excluding the fourth day. Stack it true. The fourth day, you would not have to do it. Levam Revi. Omar Rav is a grover. Hilkach, therefore, the halacha should be like this. That Koyen Godol B'yom Kippurim, the Loibadi Dan Talia Milsom. That there's a locha that you have to be mafresh, set aside the Koyen Godol 7 days before Yom Kippur, it's not up to us to choose the 7 days. It's Loibadi Dan Talia Milsom. Ella Bekriya Diacha Talia Milsom. It's totally whenever Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes out, and we know the 10th day of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. So the Kitzah, 7 days before, is Betzlosa, Betishrei, Boya Lafrushe. No matter what, on the third day of Tishrei, that's when we have to separate the Kohen Gadol. So Mela, we can't do anything. Any day of the week that the third of Tishrei comes out, that's the day we have to start to do the Mitzvah Safrosha. It's not up to us. We have to do it 7 days before Yom Kippur. So on Gimel Betishrei, that's when we have to make Safrosha. So even though it's going to come out that a Shabbos in between, you're not going to do it. And even though it'll come out the Yom Revi, you're not going to do it, and maybe there'll be two separate days, we can't help it. So 2 out of the 7, you won't have to do. Avul Koyin, Hasarif as a Parom, Mashenkin, before the Koyin burns the Paraduma. There's no mitzvah, Zman Kavua, which day he has to burn the Paraduma. There's no such Zman Kavua. So we could tell him which day to burn the Paraduma. Therefore, the B'ridan tells him, it's up to us to tell him which day to burn the Paraduma, and we'll tell you which day to start making the Afrosha the 7 days in advance. Therefore, when are we going to tell him to do it? Mefashin and Leib Revi B'Shabbos. The first day will be Wednesday. We'll start off the Afrosha on Wednesday. Why? Ki heichad in Esrami Revi Shalai B'Shabbos. Today that is fourth day that we're not going to make the Azor comes out on Shabbos. With Shabbos anyway, don't make the Azor. So it comes out only the fourth day, only the Shabbos, only one day you won't make the Hazor. Like we try our best to make it, we'll do as many Hazors as possible. So therefore, make the Afrosha start on Wednesday. Therefore, the fourth day, which is also Shabbos here, so it's only one day you won't make the Afrosha, you won't make the Hazor. Mashenka, if you're Yom Kippur, you can't help yourself. So therefore, even though sometimes it comes out 2 days, you won't do it. So what? You can't do anything. But by Yom Kippur, we can't help it. Mashenken by the Torah, the Bidan Talimilson, Shein Zman Kavua, there's no Zman when you have to burn the Paraduma. So we'll tell you, wait, and the first day of Afrosh will be Wednesday, so you do it next Tuesday. The Nisrami Revi Yishaloi B'Shabbos, V'lo Yisuku Ziyosov Elu Yoimechim. You'll only miss one day and not more. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, where do we take the Kohen Gadol these 7 days before Yom Kippur? We take him to the base of Mikdash, the Lishchas Parhedrin. That's what it was called. Into the special room called Parhedrin. So Rashi says, Pekudi HaMelech. The people appointed by the king. In other words, like a Lamosha, you have elections every single year. You make, you appoint new people. So offices. It's a Lashon like this was the room of offices. Like every year an office is changed. Who Adin will soon see at the time of the Bayi Sheni, when the Kohen Gadol were like Rishoyim, every year they used to die the Kohen Gadol, and they used to have a new Kohen Gadol every single year. From Maratanya, we have Yehuda, the Chilishkos Parhedrin Hoysa, is this the true name of this room where they put the Kohen Gadol? Was it called Parhadrin? V'aloi Lishkos Beluti Hoysa, its real name was Beluti, that's what it used to be called. So why does the Mishnah call it Parhedrin? Have the Gemara Ella Betchila Hayakurin Hoysa Lishkos Beluti. At the beginning, the name of this room was called Beluti. That was the name of it. And what does Beluti mean, Rashi says? Belishkas Beluti means Loshen Sorin, a name of the princess, president. Kach Hoysa Nikras Lishkas Sorin. This was the Lishka to put the Sorin, to put the Sar there. The head, the chief, put the Kohen Gadol there. It was like a nice Loshen. That's what it was called at the beginning. Mashenke, now the name was changed to Behedrin. Why was it changed? Shemar says like this. Ela betchil oyer karanois alishchas bluti. That was the name of the beginning. O metoich shenoisen olav momin lakuna at by bayi sheni. They used to pay money in order to become a kohen gadol. O machlifin oisay kol shemasa chodesh. And since they used to pay money to become a kohen gadol, means they were rishoyim. They didn't really deserve it. Just they paid a lot of money, they got in. So v'shteita when it came Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol went into the kodesh kadoshim. They used to die there every day. They used to take them out with change. And where Samela every year they had a change, have a new Kohen Gadol. It's Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh, they used to have a new Kohen Gadol. Mela Keparhadrin Halolu. The reason why they called this name, Parhadrin, which means an appointed position, because you change the position every year. Shemachlif Anoisim Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh. Just like you appoint a person to take over for 1 year, they used to appoint a new Kohen Gadol every single year. That's why they gave this name now, Lishkas Parhadrin, Lashon of the Pekidi HaMelech, somebody the Melech appoints. That every year they had like new elections. So every year there was a new Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Mitoich Shenoistin Mama Lakuna. Mitoich Shekane Bayesheni Hoyoimdin. Aide Momin. Shenoistin Akuna Gedola. Lamalchei Beis Hashvinoi. They used to pay money in order to be appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. They didn't take somebody because he was choshev, the way they were supposed to, but rather people had a lot of money, the rich people, bought their way to become a Kohen Gadol. And what happened was, Machlif and I said, call you the Shredish, Kolema, Sherishoyim Hoyu, really in the Bayi Sheni, the Kohen Gadol, the Morishoyim, Flo Hoyu, Moitzi and Shinosan, they didn't live out that year, they died on Yom Kippur, Umamidim Achatachtav, so every year they had a new appointing, a new Kohen Gadol. As they write, went to the cover races. The Kohen Gadol wanted to have so much covered that even though he saw last year for the last few years, every time the Kohen Gadol died, it was kedai for him to be a Kohen Gadol for 1 year, even though he knows when he's going to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, he'll die. It was kedai though for that 1 year to have the covered, to have the respect of being a Kohen Gadol. So he used to buy himself to be the Kohen Gadol. The Chol Kohen Amischadish Boy Seiseroi, so everyone, every big shot there that became a Kohen Gadol, he used to break down the old room there. And used to say, this is going to be my room here. I'm going to build a special room for myself. So he used to build every year a new room there, and like remodel that room. Make it look nicer than the first one, than the one before. He wanted this room to be my name. It's every year this room was changed over. Had a new decorator every year. Every year, new Kohen Gadol decorated. Therefore, they called it now Kiparhadrin Alolu. They called this room the room of the appointed people. Shamelech Mechalfin B'chol Shana B'shana. The king appoints somebody for a year's term. It's Chazul Likras Lishkas Parhadrin. That's why they call this Lishkas Parhadrin. Yeah. Right, the Tanan Hosam, not the Mishnah in Demai. Hanach Tumim, a baker, loichaivu oisen chachomim lahafra shela trumas meiser v'chala. A nachtum, a baker that bakes a lot of chala, the locher is, even though he buys his wheat, the flour off an amoritz, that usually the locher is, if you buy tfua off an amoritz, it has a din demai midrabonin. We have a suffix, maybe did not take off meisers. He didn't take off meiserish and the meiser sheni. So locher is, any tfua that you buy off an amoritz, you have to take off now trumas meiser and meiserish and the meiser sheni. But there's a new kula, a nachtum, a baker, he does, he only has a chiv to take off trumas meiser and challah. That's all. So tomorrow, bishlei matrumas gedoyel aloi. I understand why a nachtum a baker, even though he buys a lot of wheat off an amoritz, he doesn't have to take off truma gedoyel. Why the tanya we learned like this, that really nobody has to take off truma gedoyel if you buy from an amoritz. Lefi sheshol af bechol gvul Yisrael. He used to send out to look.